The Bible reading was from Ezra chapter 7, starting from verse 6.
With the help of the Lord, today, what we'd like to consider is the individual Ezra as a worker, conscientious, energetic worker in the house of God. And although the history of the temple being rebuilt and who this King Artaxerxes is and so on is interesting, that is, with the Lord's help, not going to be our focus, but it will be on Ezra. Now, Ezra, at the time, he was there, concerned with the condition or the beautification of the house of God. And it was a physical house. It was the temple that was being spoken of, but as we'll see in the afternoon, Ezra's work extended outside of the actual house. In fact, most of it, almost all of it, takes place outside of the house. But for us, what is this? What is the house of God? Because we're not, certainly not this building or any other building. It's not the temple. And there's much in the New Testament teaching about the house, the temple, the body, the assembly. All these things can be connected. Spiritually speaking, in terms of true believers, the house of God, the assembly, and the body are all equivalent. You can connect those things in 1 Timothy 3:15 and in the last verse of Ephesians chapter 1. But the reality is the house of God is a dwelling place for God on earth. So it is connected with us here on earth. We are God's house, the group of all believers. We have this in Hebrews 3. Whose house are ye? In 1 Peter, we know we are built up as a spiritual house. In Ephesians also, we have a habitation for God. So it is people. It is people that we are talking about. However, we know we are also told to behave, or that we need to learn how to behave, in the house of God. So not only is it people, it is also spoken of as an actual place. A place that needs to be maintained. So as we go through connecting more scriptures, we see that we're exhorted in 1 Corinthians 3 that we have to examine the type of work we are doing. And the work might be consumable. It might not be valuable. And that will be shown out in the end. And then lastly and furthermore, we have in 2 Timothy this great house where there are vessels of dishonor. So just as this big overview, this is where we stand now. We have to evaluate our work. We have to evaluate ourselves. We have to evaluate who we are working with in this house of God. We are asked to maintain it, to care for it, to keep it free and pure from evil. And ultimately, that expression in verse 27 of chapter 7, beautify the house of the Lord. Now, this is not about beautifying the Lord or anything like that. It's about our representation on earth, making it something where we would have no hesitation in noticing and allowing God to dwell there. We would want Him amongst us because of our condition. So in this first study, in chapter 7 and 8, we have Ezra. We have Ezra, the individual who was exercised to work for the Lord, to accomplish something. And in verse 10 of chapter 7, there's four parts to this work. He was prepared in his heart. It was individual. And then he sought the law, and he had to do it. And notice, as we go through these studies, the idea of doing it, getting things done, is there multiple times. And then last, to teach. So we have there a blessed divine order of service for God. But it started with the individual, and as we go through chapter 7 and 8, as our brother Andrew read, he was helped and sustained by many individuals. We have the king at the time. This is a foreign king who had helped in getting people back to Jerusalem, who was being used of God. But here he was, totally involved in this work that Ezra was doing. So we get to the challenge in chapter 8. The work, if we are the house of God, it's not just assembly life we're talking about. It's everyday life. So this means we're going to be interacting with, and the world, its people may be involved in the work we are doing. It could be at the workplace. So we have to interact with them. So how do we deal with them? And we see that Ezra, he was ashamed in chapter 8. that he required help from the king. So that teaches us, and it's something as an overview really of chapter 8, that we need to be careful with how we are involved with the world. Yes, the Lord will use them, but we are not to be of the world. We should really ultimately, like Ezra, be very careful in how we involve ourselves in the world and how we allow the world to affect us. And so with that, as just a short introduction, with Ezra's individual work sort of spreading forth from the king and the people all get involved, he pulls everyone in. There's no lone wolf activity for the believer. We don't do this on our own. The house of God is a we. So with the Lord's help, we will direct in that way.
If I may suggest something quickly, it would be helpful to know that Ezra and the word help is the same thing. So we want to seek the help of the Lord, brethren. And one thing that you'll start from verse 6, just to bring it by way of encouraging one another, that it is constantly recorded in the book of Ezra according to the good hand of the Lord. Although Ezra is a faithful individual, but there is no place for man at all, because it is according to the good hand of our God. So as we will start enjoying some comments and some thoughts from the Word of God, we don't want men to be in the picture. We want to be blessed according to the good hand of our God. So I say that by way of exhortation. And those that would desire to participate, the preference is if you can move to the front a little bit. But if you desire to stay in the back seat, when you, if the Lord exercised you with a thought, please speak as loud as possible, without screaming, of course, just for the brethren on the other side to be able to hear you. Thank you.
Just after that, we will highlight what Brother Kevin was emphasizing in the introduction. The matter of faithfulness of an individual in the day of small things, or in the day of weakness. I think there are seven books that are connected together with this time of captivity and returning back from captivity. Three are historical, three are prophetic, and one is both historical and prophetic. The three historical ones are Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. The three prophetic ones are Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. And the one that is both historical and prophetic is the book of Daniel. But there is a common thread in all of them. It was in the time of captivity. It was in the time of weakness. But the common thread is this, that there were individuals, each and every one of them, who were devoted to the Lord, faithful to Him, and willing to take a stand publicly for the Lord and to encourage and to influence His people to walk in the right path.
The first verb there in verse 10 is prepared. So oftentimes, the first thing we want to do is act. We act without the proper preparation. And there's so many examples of very noted people, including the Lord Himself. He prayed the whole night before He chose the 12 disciples. So careful preparation is absolutely necessary.
It's interesting, you know, when you look at the scriptures, but also church history, how ones like we see in Ezra come on the scene. Like God raises up individuals. But then on the other side, we see that the good hand of God was upon Ezra, but we see the personal exercise in the person. Although it may be in a time of a period of being hidden, not seen. And so we see this with Ezra. Between chapter 6 and chapter 7 of the book of Ezra, there's a 57 to a 60 year gap. And during that period, we get the events of the book of Esther portrayed. But during the period of that, end of that period, there's this priest by the name of Ezra, and he's studying the Word of God. He's building a foundation, as we see in verse 6, a ready scribe. The word ready there means skilled. But the point is that Ezra was a priest by birth, but he was a scribe by personal exercise, by the study of the Word of God. It didn't come from out of the blue. He dug into the Word of God. He sought his God, and then God was able to use him. And there's a lot of food in that, in those thoughts that we could probably explore in the personal exercise of Ezra.